All right, well, welcome back on Y105. My love of food is well known, so it's no wonder I'm so excited to welcome to the Coffee Talk Morning Show the diva of dessert. You might know her from MasterChef and MasterChef Junior, Christina Tozzi. Good morning.
Hi, Kat. Good morning.
You know, you've got to be one of my biggest heroes.
Aw, you're so sweet. Do you have an infamously sweet tooth?
I have an infamously love of food in general.
I love it.
And sweet, definitely.
After my own heart.
Oh, I just want to know, how do you go from loving food and having a sweet tooth to not only making it your career, but being a staple on TV with it?
Well, it's definitely a long and winding road. I think that people are more and more excited about food and the possibility of making their love of food a profession nowadays, which is super exciting. But I will say, it's a lot of hard work, and you have to be really bold and really courageous to get in there and to really be successful at it. Mm-hmm. I worked in kitchens for about 15 years before I had my own, and it's grueling work. You know, it's late nights when everyone else has gone to bed. It's very little pay. It's very demanding. It's very knuckle grinding. It's not entirely friendly, but you don't get into it because you're looking to get paid or to sleep or to make friends or otherwise. And it's incredibly rewarding when the payoffs come, but it's not easy. You get into it because you love to do it and nothing else matters.
Well, your love of it shows. It's a lot of fun to watch you. I have to say, I've been stalking many of your videos, watching things like Munchies.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, you and your friends. I love, you know, a group of friends that they spend their morning eating Jell-O shots and getting breakfast at Dairy Queen.
Well, you know, this whole like Munchies show that Vice puts on is all about like the other side of life when you work in a restaurant. And they're like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, we're a bunch of bakers. So we show up to work super early in the morning. Once we get off of work, you know, we want to go and eat burger, fries, and Blizzard at Dairy Queen, and we want to go to the beach and drink some Bloody Marys and watch the sunrise and do all those things.
And you even have fun in what you create, stuff like compost cookies and crack pie. You obviously have a good time with this.
For me, like, loving what you do means bringing joy to yourself and bringing joy to others. And I think, you know, when you make cookies and ice cream and pie for a living, you kind of have your work cut out for you, because what you do brings joy to people, whether they're already having a good day or whether they're having a bad day looking to be cheered up. And a lot of my sort of like voice and personality through food is one that sort of like cracks a joke or that just brings a lightness to life, to the everyday ordinary part of life. And we make an ice cream that is the flavor of cereal milk, so the milk that's left over in your bowl after you eat all the cereal out of it. And I think there's a little bit of curiosity and quirk and wonder in it, and it's sort of just like when you eat it or when you're a part of it, the rest of the world fades away a little bit. Then I love providing that for people through my food.
Now, you mentioned, you know, it's kind of a cutthroat industry, and you've been on, you know, shows like MasterChef. So how is it when you're doing like MasterChef Junior, working with kids as opposed to working with adults?
You know, making that transition from MasterChef to MasterChef Junior, it's a little tricky. The great part about it is you realize very quickly that we're not giving 8 to 13-year-olds in this country nearly enough credit.
No.
They're so capable, they're so passionate, and their desire to learn and succeed is strong. It's incredibly strong. And what they're able to accomplish and achieve is also super strong, where I think we shield them a little bit too much, and they want to take risks and they want to succeed, but they're also okay with failing. And sometimes Gordon and I almost have to like pinch ourselves and be like, were we too harsh with these kids? Because we're treating them like they're a 35-year-old home cook on MasterChef.
Because they cook and, like it.
And they cook like it, and they can take it. And that transition is really interesting. I think about my nieces and my cousins and some of the young children that are in my life, and I look at them and I'm like, your ability and capability is incredibly strong, and pushing them is really fun because they push back, and it's really, really exciting.
Now, I grew up in the kitchen, you know, cooking with my mom, but do you think that shows like this are shaping kind of the new generation? I know like my 8, 10, and 13-year-old love every cooking show there is on TV. They're so huge into that right now.
I absolutely do. I've never been more excited about the food industry because the future of it is firmly under control. Mm-hmm. These kids aren't like taking piano lessons anymore. They're taking lessons in the kitchen to cook. They're excited about it. They're passionate about it, and they want to get in the kitchen and do more. And so the future of food and the current state of food is exciting because access to it, access to ingredients at your local store, and access to great recipes, access to learning techniques on the internet or through shows like MasterChef is all the more prevalent, and it's shaping the world of food right now.
Well, and I think a lot of it has to do with people like you in these shows too, because you're keeping it fun as well. You know, I'm watching you dressed in your 80s gear, roller skating, falling down, and I'm thinking, this woman is fearless, but you're making it fun.
Yeah, I think that you have to have all those things in life. I think that in order to really push and be a professional as you pursue your passion, you have to remember to not take yourself so seriously. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. You're going to succeed, but you're going to fall. And I think it's important to show all of those sides because it's real.
Other than not taking yourself too seriously, what would be your best advice for young and aspiring cooks?
Take risks. Take risks and be fearless about failure. You're going to fail, but if you don't take the risk, you're never going to get anywhere.
Christina Tozzi, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really enjoyed
it. Fantastic.
Have a great day.
Bye.